All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Auto Club Speedway. Thank you for coming out to cover the Auto Club 400 and related activities this weekend. We will start today's media availability with local boy Cole Custer from Ladera Ranch, driver of the number 41 Haas Production Alliance Group Ford, and we will open up the floor for media questions. Please raise your hand. Wait for a wireless mic to get to you and start with your name and affiliation. And Wolfgang looks very eager to get one in. Go for it.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. A couple of personal question. Driving now for the Haas team, which has a sister team in F1, are you maybe curious to find out how is the Formula One drive?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to have the Formula One team, you know, there and everything. It's pretty different, honestly, and I don't know if it's something that is on my radar right now. I'm pretty focused on the, you know, NASCAR and everything, but at the same time, I mean, what those guys do is very impressive, and I think it would be cool to go to a race someday or something.
Did you try already as a car?
No.
All right, we'll go up front to Jeff Gluck here, please.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. So was last week sort of like your welcome to the Cup Series moment? How did you digest all that in the week afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely want to run a lot better than that. I think, you know, we have cars that are capable of winning, and it's just a matter of trying to figure out all the little differences in the cars, and you try and make your best guess and study as much as you can before the race, and I guess I just guessed wrong. So I think going into it this week, you're able to look at a lot of data and a lot of different things, and I think I've learned a ton since last week, and it's just a matter of taking advantage of all that and trying to perfect everything as good as you can.
All right, we'll go in the back to Tyler.
Tyler Burnett, MRN. Cole, you mentioned that you have winning cars, and to be a winning car, which would make you a playoff driver in next week's race at Phoenix, is obviously very important because it is the championship race. What is it like? What is it going to be like to go there for the first time with this Cup package, and then also the short track Xfinity Series package?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the short tracks. I think the changes that they made probably for the aero side of it is going to help the racing a lot from what it seems like from last year. But at the same time, I mean, it's still going to be a little bit new to me, but it'll be closer to what the Xfinity cars were last year. So I think I'm really looking forward to that and seeing, you know, what the short track package is going to be like. I think it is something that I can probably adapt to a little bit better just since it's probably going to be a little bit more similar, though.
Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. A little bit of a follow-up, I think, on Jeff's question he had asked about last week. I think I want to take it to expand it. The Cup Series, what have you noticed here in your 2 weeks of running or two races of running? What are the significant differences that you've seen between the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series where you were one of the dominant drivers last year?
I think for me, it's getting used to the cars. The cars are a lot different, especially when we go to this 550 package. The way you work the throttle and everything and how you're going to do that is a lot different than the way we did in Xfinity. At the same time, if you make one little mistake or just a little bit off in one area, you know, you're going to lose a ton of spots. I mean, everybody here is pushing it to the limit. I mean, everybody in the top 25 is going, you know, probably capable of winning races. So it's a matter of trying to perfect every little part of it.
Larry Stewart with the Southern California News Group. When you see a wreck like Ryan Newman had at Daytona, and he walks out of the hospital 2 days later, and can you comment about the safety features on these cars and how it makes you feel? Does it make you feel safer? Does it make you feel like you can take more chances? Could you comment on that, please?
I mean, it's definitely pretty amazing that he was able to walk away after 2 days in the hospital. I mean, we're all very thankful for that. But it's just a testament to how far the safety's come in NASCAR, I feel like. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. And I think, you know, to see him probably make a full recovery is pretty awesome. But at the same time, it kind of probably awakened us again that it is a very dangerous sport and things can happen. So it's just a matter of making sure that, you know, we take advantage of all the safety innovations that we've had and try and make sure all our stuff's right.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Good morning, Cole.
Good morning.
What's been the biggest kind of come up and since you've gone to the Cup Series, and what did you learn last week at Las Vegas that might transfer over to Atlanta?
I mean, honestly, it's just this 550-50 package is probably what I've learned the most about, is just how you're going to want to work the throttle, how you're going to want to work traffic. I mean, just everything. I think, you know, you can look at so much data now with the SMT and all the different stuff that we have there. I mean, it's every single aspect of the race you can look at stuff. So I think coming back this weekend, it's just a matter of trying to perfect all those little areas, because, like I said, if you're just a little bit off and in one area, I mean, you're going to get eaten up. So it's just a matter of trying to perfect all those.
And Atlanta, did you learn something at Las Vegas? I know the two tracks, they're intermediate, but they're different. Is there something you're going to be able to take when we go to Atlanta that you might have learned at Las Vegas?
Some. I mean, it's still, you know, it's the 550 package. It's a mile and a half racetrack, but at the same time, one's really wore out and one's not really wore out. So it's just, there's a good amount of differences, but at the same time, I think our package will be pretty much similar from race to race.
Hey, Cole. Cole Cusimano, Popular Speed. What's going through your mind coming to your home track for the first time in the Cup Series, driving for Stuart Haas Racing? And I guess, what are your expectations for this weekend?
I guess for me, I mean, I want to go out there and be competitive, and, you know, that's all you want as a race car driver. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know. I won here last year. I think it's a track I've always felt really comfortable at. Usually the wore out, bigger racetracks are always better for me. But at the same time, you got to put as much effort and preparation as you can into it. And I think that's what we've done this week. It's just a matter of trying to perfect it when we're out there.
Go for it. Hey, Cole, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Lightened up a little bit. On your off time, when you can find some off time, what do you do, man?
I mean, it's just trying to hang out with your friends, I guess, is the biggest thing for me. I think, you know, I'll go golf. I'm not a good golfer, but I'll go do it. And, I mean, go on the lake. You know, we have Lake Norman right there in Charlotte. But, I mean, overall, it's just whatever you can do to be with your friends and just, you know, hang out for a little bit, I guess.
Steve Post again from Motor Racing Network. Cole, as you dropped into an established Cup team with Kevin, with Clint, with Eric, as you go through the debriefs, what's the process of learning that if Kevin says this, it means this for me and Eric? And are there similarities that you're learning between you and maybe one of your teammates? Had you done much with those guys in the past? You were with the same team, but in the different series. Just what's that process like as you try to glean from those guys?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, I've talked a lot with Kevin. I mean, obviously, he's run a good amount of Xfinity stuff, and I tried to talk, especially my rookie year in Xfinity, I talked with him every single week, just trying to get an idea of what to expect going to the track and everything. So I'm just trying to do that this year also, trying to, you know, talk with him as much as I can. And also, Clint and Eric have been very helpful also, you know, in any kind of meeting we have. I think if I have any questions, they've been, you know, extremely helpful. And I have some of the best teammates out there, so if I can get any kind of advice, it's going to help me. But, I mean, at the same time, if you ask four people, you're probably going to get four different answers. So it's trying to kind of filter through and what everybody means. And sometimes somebody can say something different but mean the same thing. So it's just a matter of trying to understand all of it and see how it works for you.
All right. Do we have any last questions for Cole? All right. Well, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.